from Washington, this is VOA News. Liberia's newest and largest Ebola treatment center opens. Burkina Faso's army chief assumes power. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. In Liberia, one of the country's largest treatment centers for Ebola has opened in Monrovia. Liberian President Alan Johnson Sirleaf thanked the international community for its part in opening the 200-bed center. It was built with help from American soldiers and will be operated by Cuban doctors. Burkina Faso's army chief has taken power in the country following the resignation of longtime President Blaise Compaoré. General Honoré Traoré told a news conference in Ouagadougou Friday that he is taking on the responsibilities as head of state. He said his administration will begin talks with political stakeholders immediately with a view to restoring normal constitutional order. Mr. Compaoré announced his resignation Friday in a statement in which he called for a 90-day transition leading to elections. Thousands of fighters from more than 80 countries have left their homes to take up arms with extremist groups battling for power in Syria and Iraq. That's according to a United Nations report. These individuals are coming mainly from the Middle East, Western Europe, and North Africa. Also, there are some Asians and a small number of Americans. In September, the UN adopted a resolution urging countries to work to prevent their citizens from traveling to join terrorist organizations. The State Department has announced a meeting next month between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. The topic is Iran's nuclear program. A deadline is set for November 24th for an agreement. More on all these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations is reporting attacks on humanitarian workers are seriously hampering efforts to provide relief for hundreds of thousands of people in Central African Republic who have been forced to flee their homes. According to the UN, between the start of the year and September, there have been 19 security incidents in which 8 national aid workers were killed. At the same time, as attacks against humanitarian workers this past month, UN Children's Fund spokesman Christoph Bolyarak says dangers are increasing for the population across the country.
Across the Central African Republic, more than 2.3 million children have been affected by the crisis since intense fighting reached Bangui last December.
Once again, more on this story at voanews.com. For the first time, Turkey is allowing an armed force to cross its border into Syria. Reports now say a convoy of 150 Iraqi Kurdish fighters have crossed from Turkey into Syria to bolster Syrian Kurds defending the city of Kobani from Islamic State militants. The United States has wanted Turkey, a fellow NATO member, to join the coalition action against members of the group calling itself the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. Palestinians and Israeli security forces have clashed in the West Bank after the partial reopening of Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque for Friday prayers. Robert Berger has more.
Nearly 3,000 Israeli police and soldiers deployed in and around Jerusalem's old city as Israel reopened the Mosque of Al-Aqsa, the site Jews call the Temple Mount. The ancient compound marks the holiest place in Judaism and third holiest in Islam, and it is a flashpoint of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Israel closed the mosque Thursday amid growing unrest after police killed a suspected Palestinian gunman in a nearby Arab neighborhood. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
Friday, the World Health Organization said the death toll from Ebola has risen to 4,900, with most of the deaths in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. The agency slightly lowered the number of overall Ebola cases to 13,500, due mainly to some suspected cases in Guinea being shown false. Authorities in the state of California in the U.S. say a space tourism rocket has crashed while on a test flight in the Mojave Desert, killing one pilot and seriously injuring another. Officials say the injured pilot ejected from the Virgin Galactic commercial spaceship before it crashed Friday. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.